This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Gior. Today I'm speaking with Jeanette Ortiz Osorio. Jeanette, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Henry?
Great. How are you involved with digital asset management?
I manage thousands of photos in a nonprofit organization. We have a lot of photos dating back 120 years ago. And we haven't obviously have all of them in there, but we are slowly adding and sharing photos through a data asset management system.
And how does a humanitarian organization use digital asset management?
We use it to have central repository, a central place everyone from internally or externally or anywhere around the world or any time zone can access and repurpose the photos. Since we are a nonprofit, we have to be very careful about how we use our resources, and we always want to be able to reuse them as much as we can. So our data asset management system allows us to be able to have one place where you can find the photos. The photos are highly edited, meaning they are a selection of an assignment, an average of one or two photos per 100 go in the data asset management system. And we add information on every photo that will tell the user where the photo comes from, the copyrights on the photos, and the rights usage on the photos. So that will allow them to know that it's okay for them to use it.
And what advice would you like to share with DAM professionals and people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
Advice for DAM professionals, I'm not so sure, but definitely for the ones who are aspiring to be DAM professionals, I would say one is start small, start with a small project, and then get to understand the whole concept of data asset management system. Don't focus so much on the software. Try to really think about the process of how you will ingest all the assets and then your audience. Who's going to use the data asset management system and how they use it? Not everyone uses the DAM and the same way, or look for, in my case, for photos the same way. For example, graphic designers look for graphic elements in the photo, and maybe other users will look for images by the specific photographer who took it or specific event. So you have to kind of design and think about how people are going to look and find things in order to design that way. So don't focus so much on the software, but again, the process and how your people are going to be using the system. And then you will tweak it, eventually try to make it as flexible as possible, and also try to work with the standards that you have right now in terms of IPTC standards and other standards, so you don't have to be having to reinvent the wheel again and again.
Great point. Well, thanks, Jeanette.
Oh, you're welcome. It was great talking to you.
Thank you. For more on this and other digital asset management topics, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Another DAM podcast is available on Audioboo, iTunes, and the Tech Podcast Network. If you have any comments or questions, feel free to email me at anotherdamblog@gmail.com. Thanks again.